What up, what up, what up, what up, everybody? Welcome to Disney Movie News. Today, we're talking about Moana, Doctor Strange, and Van's shoes. It's absolutely true. Let's hang out.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Dance. It's just pleasant. It puts me in a pleasant mood. Welcome to Disney. Oh, keep going. Keep going as I talk. Welcome to Disney Movie News, everybody, the show where we talk about Disney movie news. Unsurprisingly, I'm your host, Leo Camacho, a.k.a. Mr. Leo Zombie. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And to my left, my lovely co-host today.
My name's Keaton Markey.
Keaton.
You find me everywhere.
How do you spell
Keaton
that?
Markey. Just kidding. I'm Sarah Snitch. Keaton's going to be here tonight, so it's just a couple of show. I'm Sarah Snitch. I'm everywhere at Sarah Snitch, or of course, with Leo on Thingamavlogs.
Thingamavlogs.
Yeah.
You guys, thanks for hanging out with the two of us tonight. You're so far.
We're on a date, guys.
We're on a date.
This isn't even a show.
You guys are just gonna peeping toms on our date.
Oh,
right,
babe.
Now.
I love you so much.
I love you. Oh, we get sound effects for this date.
Thanks for asking me out on this wonderful date to the studio.
It's almost been 3 years, and I just thought we should go on a date to celebrate.
Yeah.
Almost.
You better still take me on a date in 2 weeks when it's our actual anniversary.
This doesn't count?
No.
Never mind. Cancel that. We're back to the show. That sound effect did exist on our dates.
Thanks.
Yeah, people are like, why are you dressed like a Pokemon Go trainer? Because earlier, Sarah and I were on Jash TV, and we were playing Fire Red. And we were streaming it live, and I'm too lazy to change. Plus, you know, Team Valor represent. Also, this is also the outfit is in the wake of Pokemon Go, which is currently getting flushed down the toilet from fan opinions. It has dropped down to a 1-star rating. Niantic's community service isn't exactly...
Disney Movie News.
Sorry, I'm just explaining things. Anyways. Shout out to the chat room. We've got Natalie Kovacs in the room. Heavenly Imaginings. Jace a Space. We got Giovanni Pena.
Isabella Wassum.
Christian 14362. Calm down with the numbers.
Robert of Disneyland.
That's right. Robert Isabella Wassum. Awesome. Jason Solo. Again, the chat
room. Mouse Talk. What's up?
Mouse Talk in the room. Jess Dreyas. Or is it Jess D. Reyes? No one will ever know.
Here's what's
answers.
Up. While you guys are paying attention to these shout-outs, hit the thumbs up button.
Hit it up. Hit it up and subscribe. They've got a bunch of other cool shows. If you're not into Disney,
can you follow them on Twitter?
At the Popcorn Talk on Twitter and Popcorn Talk Network on YouTube.
Yep.
And if you like Star Wars, they got a Star Wars show. If you like MMA, they got an MMA show. If you like Monster Trucks, I don't know if they have a Monster Truck show, but they should. Anything that's on TV, basically. If it's a TV show or a movie or both,
they got it.
They got it.
Stranger Things, they got it.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
How'd you like it?
I loved it, but it ruined me for life.
Yeah, you were terrified of the upside down world. I love you guys. Simply Becky, what's up? Simply Becky. Great character. Guys, we got some news for you today. Not a ton, but we got some.
What is it, babe?
The first piece of news we have, Vans Shoes, like I said in the intro, is releasing a Toy Story line of shoes. Very much like their Nintendo line of shoes that they recently released. They are going I was flipping out because they had Nintendo shoes, but then I realized I wasn't really a fan of the patterns other than the Duck Hunt one, and when I wore it I was like, when am I gonna wear this? And it didn't quite fit my style, my aesthetic. But I really loved that they were doing it, and they're doing that now with Toy Story, and it's cool. They've got a Buzz, they got a Bo Peep, they've got the Buzz shoe's cool because the holes in the laces are the different color of his buttons on his chest. And then they've got a glow-in-the-dark alien shoe. And then on the bottom of all the shoes, they have Andy written, just like the movie. That's probably the coolest thing.
We're all Andy's
toys. I just want to say those Buzz Lightyear shoes, actually all of these are really great for Disney Bounding.
Perfect for Disney Bounding.
So good for Disney Bounding.
And last night, Leo and I were at this...
Look at those wood shoes. Actually kind of
dig those. Yeah, the wood shoes are cool. Leo and I were at a Disney-style event, and there's like all kinds of other... For like Forever 21 specifically was exciting for me.
Yeah.
They have like a line of Toy Story stuff coming out at Forever 21 soon too.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. They were showcasing one-off pieces like a Tsum Tsum dress, but then they were also showing some of the more couture stuff, which a lot of it was Toy Story, but there was a lot of mini fashion in there. There was a really cool Shere Khan one that was really cool. There was a whole Jungle Book line. So yeah, Disney's stepping up the fashion game. Stepping it up. Gotta talk to them.
They do a lot of collabs with like... designer brands.
Which is cool. And I want to get them.
The Coach bags. They have these handbags that have, like, ears coming off the side. They're really cute.
And I love, like, the classic Mickey shirts. And you can get those at so many different places now. Mm-hmm. But there's so many different takes, like the 8-bit Mickey. Mm-hmm. I want to get one of those. Yeah. I still have to get my hands on one of those. And, you know, I want to know what your Disney style is, you guys. Send us some links. Tweet at us some links on your Disney fashion so that we can show Disney style. Look,
there's yeah, also at Reply Us and at Reply at Disney style.
Yeah, and say we sent you. Yeah. Like Leo and Sarah at Leo Zombie and at Sarah Snitch sent me to you at Disney style to at, I'm just kidding, no more ads.
To at show me
to show you my at Disney at style. Disney style. Hashtag Disney style. But yeah, those shoes are pretty cool. I don't know. I'm torn. I got to find one that I like. I do like that the aliens glow in the dark.
Nothing's right, I'm torn. I'm a lot of pain. This is how I feel. I want the Buzz ones. Because those are good.
I don't remember those lyrics in Natalie and Brulee. I don't know. I'm not sure.
All right, well.
When they come out, I'll go check them out.
Yeah, we'll
I'll
go to the store. I'll put on some jeans and go check them out. Hands.
That's it. That's it for that piece of news. Next up.
That's all for the news.
We got some Mary Poppins news. You guys talked about the casting when I wasn't here, right?
Well, we've talked about the casting a few times. We've talked about Lin-Manuel and Emily Blunt.
That's true. We did.
That's it.
Well, we just got a new one. New confirmation. Meryl Streep is going to be playing... I misspelled Mary Poppins as Mary Popping. She will be in Mary Poppins as Topsy, Mary Poppins' cousin. Was that in the original movie? I don't even remember.
No.
I don't know. Maybe it's a thing. These are books, right?
Yeah. I don't know what they're basing this off of, honestly. I don't know.
Do you think... Is she... Okay.
It'll be cool.
Well, how about that one in the movie? What's the movie? Saving Mr. Banks. Mm. Then the actual Mary Poppins aunt shows up to the house. I'm wondering if, like, Topsy is based on the mother.
Well, I don't know. I feel like in the original Mary Poppins, Edwin plays that random character, the laughing. I love to laugh when they fly, when they laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like, there's, like, random characters. He's not, like, magical like Mary Poppins is, but, like, maybe it's going to be something like that, where it's just, like, one fun scene.
Do you think... So this is clearly not a remake. They're just going to do a whole new different story.
No, it's the kids. It's the Banks children grown up.
Oh, see, I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
It's the Banks children grown up. And, like, Lin-Manuel does not play Bert. He plays a Bert-like character.
Okay.
So I don't know who Meryl Streep is really.
So who's... But Mary Poppins is ageless? Is that the idea?
Yes. And we talked about, she's like, that's why people think she's a Time Lord. She's definitely, like,
do
a witch.
Do people really think that?
Yeah, people think Mary Poppins is a Time Lord. Because she's got that magic bag.
And then she helps people.
Yeah. She's very much like Elliot in Pete's Dragon, because she just goes to the children who need her and then leaves them when they're good.
So let me ask you.
She's like a witch. She's just a magical witch.
There's the doctor. Mm-hmm. And there's the master. What is she?
The Poppins.
The Poppins? Oh, my gosh. I wonder what she would be. The nanny?
The nanny.
She's the nanny.
The nanny.
Oh, my God. You guys. Uh-huh. Fan fiction. Immediately, please. Get on
there that. Is that. There has to be fan fiction of that.
You think so? Mary Poppins dating...
No, just Mary Poppins being a Time Lord. Fan fiction. It exists. Let me type it in. Mary
All right, hold on.
Poppins.
One moment, please. Sarah's doing research.
Time Lord.
I'm looking at the chat here. Let me see what you guys think. If they just wanted to play the Witch from the Woods, Giovanni Pena saying that. Yeah, I think that'd be... It's pretty much the same character, right?
Yeah, like everywhere.
Yeah.
Doctor Who and Mary Poppins crossover fanfiction.net. Mary Poppins Time Lord Chapter 1. 10 Reasons Why Mary Poppins is a Time Lord. The Time Lord's God. Nanny, is a Doctor really... Who plus Mary Poppins crossover fanfic.
That many articles really came up?
There's like so many, yeah.
Oh my God, you guys. What is she writing if not a
Teaspoon.
So the TARDIS is her umbrella? Fond of top hats, crazy scarves, bow ties, strange creatures, and handbags that are bigger on the inside. It's Time Lord. But she can't ride. She can't get herself inside of the bag. So is the TARDIS like...
I'm sure, like, she parks the TARDIS and then flies in with her umbrella so no one steals the TARDIS.
I don't know. I feel like maybe the umbrella is made out of the same material as the TARDIS, perhaps, and that's how she gets around. As long as she's... I don't know.
All right.
Completely possible.
Meryl Streep is a great actress. I mean, I didn't like Into the Woods, but...
I didn't like Into the Woods, but she did a good job.
Do a good job.
It's one of those things they were saying in the article that if you want your movie to be a success, put her in it. Because even in bad movies, she does a great job and makes the movie watchable. So I might go see Mary Poppins.
It's like Robert Redford in Pete's Dragon. Oh.
Yeah, he was oddly...
We're talking about this.
...likeable. We're going to talk about that at the end of the show, you guys. So we'll get there. Let's move on so we can get there, like I just said. We got our first preview at SDCC of the Rocket and Groot animated shorts. Now, this is not going to be an animated series. It's just going to be a series of shorts, There's an image that shows the two off, and let's actually watch the short because it's short enough to watch. It's not even the length of a trailer. So let's actually watch the short that they again, guys. This is just sort of like it's a preview. So it's not it's sort of conceptual is the word I was looking for, and showing what a cartoon with Groot and Rocket might look like. Rocket's got this sort of weird extreme personality, and Groot is I am Groot constantly. So let's check it out.
Just 1 second.
Guys. 1 second, and we're gonna watch. Check it out in 1 second. Are you guys excited for Mary Poppins? By the way, you guys stoked about it?
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. Hello, Poppins. All right, here we go. That was my neck. I don't like that they made him brown, though. I feel like he should be grayish. It's okay, though. Oh, I love that animation, though. It looks so cool. A series of shorts like this.
Is it Bradley Cooper?
Just relax, I got this.
That's it.
So that's preview. And I think it looks beautiful. I can't wait.
Beautiful.
They just started, similarly, they just started doing this with Ninja Turtles. There's a series of Ninja Turtles shorts that are unrelated to the timelines. And they're incredible. There's three from San Diego Comic-Con. They're unbelievably cool. And if they do with that, I highly suggest you go watch them, even though it's not Disney. But if they do with that, like, if they do with Rocket and Groot, like they did with the Turtles, I can't wait. I literally can't wait. But that's it. That's the only piece of news for that. It's all we have. There's no other additional information other than just sit tight. They're coming. It's on the way. Next up is a big chunk of news here. Let's actually pull it up. Moana character roster revealed.
So much new information about Moana.
So much.
We got so much information. And
take
guys,
it away, Sarah.
I literally know so much about Moana and I can't tell you guys any of it.
What?
I went to Moana Press Day last week, and I'm embargoed until September. But I know so much, you guys.
Well, let's talk about what you can talk about, like these characters. What do you know? Let's go through them, because I put all of them in here. So let's talk about the... obviously, there's Moana, which we've already known about. She's a princess, and she longs for adventure.
She's 16. They announced that she's not going to have a love interest.
Start with the pig. We'll get to the pig. That's the first one.
All right. This is Pua. Pua. It's her pet pig.
What do you know about Pua?
It's her pet pig. He does not go on the adventure with her.
No, he just stays local. He just stays around. So he just like watches her sail off.
I think so.
I like him. He's super cute. I like his design. I like that he's one of those beach pigs.
This is Hey Hey.
Hey Hey.
I was in the Hey Hey group at Press Day. So.
Oh, nice. It's played by Alan Tudyk, by the way.
Yeah.
Who is amazing in everything that he's ever done, but I still love him in Night Sail.
Hey Hey is an idiot.
He's Becky's boyfriend.
He is Becky's boyfriend. They had to lower his IQ drastically during the making of this.
Because he was too smart?
He used to play a very different sort of character.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so don't tell us we can't
say anything other than that.
When this movie comes out, Sarah's going to have some info. Next up, we've got Chief Tui and Sina, who are Moana's parents.
And the mom is voiced by Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh, really?
I think they're right.
Oh. Nicole Scherzinger.
Yep, yeah. Scherzinger. I was like, is that how you say her name?
And
yeah.
Temuera Morrison is the chief.
Yeah, so Nicole Scherzinger, like, whether or not you like the Pussycat Dolls, is an amazing singer, and the mom does sing a song.
And I feel like he's going to play a very Triton role. Like, you can't do that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm
what we know.
Do whatever I want.
What we know already before, like, this is not new information,
I'm
is
saying,
that
spread it.
Wayfinding, voyaging, has stopped.
Are you enjoying that popcorn? Wayfinding.
It has stopped. Her people do not voyage anymore, and she wants to, but her father doesn't allow it. No one's allowed to go past a certain point. So.
You're getting deep on us, babe. I just want to point out that people are already shipping Hey Hey and Becky, and they're coming up with, like, Beck-Hey.
Beck-Hey!
And also Hickey.
Oh, my God. Oh my God, I have to tweet about it.
These are amazing.
Beck Hay.
My God. We're two birds, bug-eyed birdies. Oh my God, that's great. I want you guys to like, that's your Photoshop homework. Photoshop Sarah and I as Hey Hey and Becky and make us an image that says hashtag Beck Hay.
Beck Hay. I love it.
Yeah. This is basically like the Little Mermaid on top of the water instead of below the water.
Who's the next character? Grandma Tala?
Grandma Tala.
Yeah, she's important.
What can you tell us about Talas?
That's it. I can just tell you that she's...
I'm going to tell you right now.
Super important.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to put some money on the table. Grandma Tala will make me cry because I will think of my grandma.
Aww.
That's what's going to happen because I love my grandma more than anything. My grandma Tita. And she's Tala.
What it says? It says she has a closer relationship with Moana, closer really than her parents in some ways. The elder woman also recognizes the bigger problem facing her people, so she really helps propel Moana on her journey to solve these things.
Classic Tala. That's really cool. And then we got the villain, too. What's his name? Hold on, I got
Tamatoa.
Tamatoa.
That's not the villain.
Yeah. He's like a villainous crab, isn't he?
Is a villainous yet also comical 50-foot crab.
50-foot crab, though. Like, he wouldn't be 50 feet if he wasn't a bad guy. I'm saying. He might be bad. I don't know.
Isn't it voiced by
Jermaine Clement, who, first of all, I love Jermaine. Second of all, I love the idea of a villainous crab that is comical. Like, I feel like this is the character I'm looking, next to Hey Hey, is the character I'm looking forward to the most. Because what in the world? What's going
There's
on
There's other villains
He's missing
I can't
to-
tell you about.
Spoiler alert. There's other villains. It's all gone.
I got to see so much of the movie, you guys.
How much did you get to see?
We got to watch like the first 4 minutes. We watched the scene that is the new trailer, the water scene again.
Yeah.
We watched like a whole part that includes a song.
You got to see a song.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that?
It's not sung by a main character though. It's just kind of I told you about it. Remember?
Is it the equivalent of Roller Coaster Ride? Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride?
Kind of.
Like that kind of idea?
Kind of. Okay. Except someone on screen is singing. It's just like kind of irrelevant. You know. These aren't spoilers,
just sing
you guys.
It for me.
I couldn't sing it if I
kidding.
Wanted to.
I'm
it's
just
like
playing.
A...
I'm just kidding.
It's in another language.
Got some info out of you. That's what I wanted. The crab does look awesome. It's going to be awesome. Calling it right now.
These aren't spoilers because I'm not telling you anything that isn't already
public.
New information because I'm not allowed to.
The funniest character in the movie will be the crab.
I think the funniest character in the movie is going to be Maui.
Really?
Yeah.
That's probably true. It is the Rock. Okay. It's going to be a battle between Maui and Tamatoa. But I like Tamatoa. I even like the name Tamatoa. It just sounds cool. I wonder what it means. Got to look it up. But that's it. That's what we got. We got a whole roster and their cast that's associated with them. So that's pretty cool.
Being there that day made me want to do down to Disney with the show that I do on Disney History on Moana as soon as Moana comes out.
Really?
Because what I try to do with Down to Disney is always talk about like the new ways that Disney movies have pushed animation in certain directions. And this movie, we already know, with Maui's tattoos and stuff, mixes 2D animation with CGI animation.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang, that's a really cool thing to include in Down to
Disney. I like that you're stoked about it. That makes me stoked about it.
I'm more stoked about Moana than anything.
Than anything.
Than
ever.
Anything.
Ever
this
or
movie
like...
is going to mean so much to so many
I agree.
People
I agree.
From the South Pacific. I can't wait for them. For their sake, I'm excited. What?
That popcorn. You cracked me up with that. You cracked me up with that. They're going to be so excited about my Pacific. It's going to be great. No, I agree. No,
guys, Lin-Manuel.
Lin-Manuel, The Rock. I mean, it's got an amazing cast, Alan Tudyk. But I feel like they're going so out of their way to make it so culturally appropriate.
It doesn't feel like it's a big... It doesn't feel like it's a... overpowering part.
No, but that's what I like about it. Mm-hmm. It's like they're just doing their due diligence to make it
I thought you were complaining.
No. I'm saying like they're doing a good job and they're not like, yes, they're being very public about it, mm-hmm. but it doesn't feel like, look how culturally appropriate this movie is. It's like we just want to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I really like this movie, so that when they get to the Cuban Disney movie, it'll be that mm-hmm. much better. Come on, Coco.
Come on, Coco.
Come through for me, Coco. Let's see what else we got in Disney Mavenius. Ooh, the hot topic. The thing Sarah gets 50 tweets about a day. The thing that you can no longer stand to listen to.
I'm ready to talk about
Tower
it.
Tower of Terror being converted to Guardians of the Galaxy. Guys, it's been confirmed. There's videos on it. There's a guy with a really obnoxious, weirdly stretched earlobe from his gauge that he no longer uses a gauge but now hangs a potted plant from in a video talking about, have you seen that guy? He's really creepy. Talking about Guardians of the Galaxy Takeover, and apparently the line section of the ride will be the collector's gallery. So it's going to be kind of like a museum that you walk through and then you sort of transfer into the prison and then you escape. That's what it's looking like. So it's sort of a combination of different scenes in the movie. which is pretty cool to me. Yeah. I want to know how you guys feel about this because there's a lot of mixed feelings. So, Sarah, I know you have – you're ready to talk. You've been hit up literally a thousand billion, gajillion, quadribillion times. So how do you feel?
I've been hit up because people are really mad. People are saying, "Why, like, you're ruining a classic ride. Why not build another ride instead of reusing an old one? Blah, blah, blah. Classic property versus a new property. How do I feel about it? I really don't care. I don't go on Tower of Terror that much. And let's be real. Hollywood Studios Backlot, Hollywood Land, whatever they call it now, is a freaking mess, as is Hollywood Studios in Walt Disney World. The theme doesn't work. They need to do something. And if this is the first step towards them retheming parts of DCA, that is a good thing. Why don't they build new rides? Because there is no space. They're using up all the space they can. There's rumors now of Marvel Land, in which they would expand a little bit out of the park barrier.
Right, right.
But there's not that much space. Tower of Terror, people think that Disney owns the rights to Twilight Zone, but they do not. They think that because of the Tower of Terror movie, which was licensed at the time as well.
Disney Wait, there's a Tower of Terror movie?
Yeah, from the early 90s with what's his name from...
I didn't even know this. That's how bad they are at promoting it.
It's super old. So people think because it's with this guy. Isn't it Kristen Dunst in it? Yeah.
Vince Vaughn?
Steve Guttenberg.
Oh, no, Steve Guttenberg. Guttenberg,
Vince
yeah.
Vince Vaughn.
It looked like him from the angle they showed it.
People think that because of that movie that Disney owns the rights, but they don't, and they do own the rights to Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. So it literally costs them money. Yeah. So it's just like...
Thanks, Shanghai.
Yeah. Okay, you guys. Tower of Terror wasn't even there when DCA opened. DCA is really a young park.
Also, Tower of Terror will still exist in Orlando.
It will still exist in so many different places. That's a whole different argument where it's like you go to different Disney parks to experience different things, and everyone knows that our Tower of Terror is not as good as Walt Disney World's.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously keep the good one.
Also, like...
And they can't have Marvel stuff over there.
People are just upset simply because anything that gets changed... You change a popcorn cart and people get mad.
And then in 3 months, everybody forgets about it. I've lived through the worst changes at Disney parks. This is nothing.
What do you think the worst change has been?
Well, for me, personally, the thing that offended me the most was them closing off the Court of Angels to the public.
Right.
Because it's not even like they turned it into something else. They would do that. They would take the Court of Angels and they would make it an ornament shop during the holidays. They would make it like the pirate transformation area during Halloween and stuff. They took it and made it so that I can't even go there anymore. That is like way worse than them taking something and turning it into something else. You know?
No, they did turn it into something. The lobby of Club
33. The lobby 33. Of Club 33 where I can't go. What else? They...
Were you really hurt when Country Bear Jamboree?
I loved Country Bear Jamboree when I was a kid.
Nobody does.
I did. I loved
it. Were you mad when the Eeyore parking lot was turned into Indiana Jones?
No.
First of all, I'm excited about it because I think it's a really cool idea. It's a really cool change. And it's, I believe, the first premier Marvel exhibit at a Disney park. Right? Like, can you point to another?
No, they never had a ride.
This is their first time, like, fully committing to a Marvel property, giving it its own ride. Yeah, it's a refurb, but it's, you know, a really thorough refurb where it's not going to feel anything similar to as it was before. Also, I don't understand why people are attached to. The ride isn't changing at all, just the experience. And it's not like Tower of Terror gives you a completely different kind of experience other than the bellhops who are kind of creepy. But that doesn't mean that you're not going to get something else that's still fun. Mm-hmm. And the line is probably going to be more enjoyable this time around as well. So, yeah, I get that the theming changes. But you got the Haunted Mansion if you want to go on something spooky. There's a million other things you can do. I think it's exciting. I think it shows that they're open-minded. And like I said, in 3 months to a year, like, no one's even going to care. They're going to be completely adapted. They're going to think it's awesome. They're going to think it's great. It's going to come along with the new movie. It's going to bring new people to the park. They're going to make more money, and then they're going to get Matt T back.
Like, I think retheming the submarine voyage to Finding Nemo with friends is clever. Like, well, it's like the same exact thing.
It is the exact same thing.
It's the same exact thing. And also, Swiss Family Robinson into Tarzan's Treehouse is the same exact thing.
Oh, yeah. No, it's exactly the same
thing.
And
this is not
like
new.
When's the last time somebody complained? Like, have you seen somebody on Tumblr recently going, you know what, I wish they would take the Nemo part out of the submarine ride and just bring back the way
I'm
it
sure
used
people
to be.
Were mad when it happened, but there were no blogs then.
But like, what happened? Like, nobody cares now. Nobody cares about the Swiss Family Robinson Swiss Cheese House. You know what I mean?
Someone says, I don't agree completely with this change. I understand why they are. I think that there is so much change happening at the Disneyland Resort that taking one more thing away made everyone go crazy.
I mean...
they're staggering it, though. You know what I mean?
I think they're doing it. I think they're doing it fine. They're doing a fine job.
I'm like, did we all forget about the time when DCA was literally so blocked off that you had to go, like, down a weird side alley? You couldn't even walk straight into the park. You had to walk through, like, all of these blocked off tunnels to get into the park because they were redoing Buena Vista Street. It's like...
they go through changes all the time. I mean, I don't know.
I agree somewhat with the idea that, like, you can't up prices if you're going to have so much under construction for so long. Like, you can't charge people more for less attractions. So it's, like, weird when they increase the price of annual passes and stuff, because it's like, what is the increase for?
Sure.
But the fact alone that things are changing.
If the production value of this ride is up significantly, then it justifies it, right?
And later.
If this is later. Yeah. Later. Yeah, it's always an investment. It always has to be, because it's just a matter of you can't make things happen faster. Disneyland is number two in the world in construction rate. They are only beat out by Vegas. Mm. And that's because Vegas makes more money than Disney does on a daily basis, and they can... anyway, also they're not dealing with the same kind of foot traffic and the same sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Suspension of disbelief. They build really fast, so I give them credit where credit's due, and they're doing a great job. I also want to go back real quick to that Imagineer and the earlobe thing. I wasn't making fun of him.
Joe Rode.
I think he's an amazing Imagineer. He was just extremely distracting during that video. So, I mean, hats off to him. He's doing a great job. I love his enthusiasm, and I like his vision. But it's hard to focus. That's all I'm going to say.
Cece says that she wants Iron Man in the parks. They announced at D23 last year that they're doing an Iron Man attraction for Hong Kong?
They would.
I want to say, but that only means if it does well, it's going to come to other parks.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to make sure I got that right.
Did you want an Iron Man? Excuse me. Did you want an Iron Man ride, or did you want an Iron Man character to meet? And if you did an Iron Man character, would it be full suit, or would you want like his Tony Stark with his face exposed? You know, how would you want to do it? How would you prefer it? I think it would.
They'd probably do it in the suit just to make it easier for everybody. Iron Man experience is going to Hong Kong Disneyland.
Okay.
Anyway,
so that's that piece of news, and it's obviously like a really heated topic, and you know, I would say we'd love to continue it offline, but I think we just said everything there is to say from our points of view. So please stop asking us. please. Just kidding. I love talking to you guys. It's just this one is such a weird one. It's like whenever there's this kind of a significant change, the community just goes up in arms, and then it happens, and then it's totally cool, and we all love it. Plus, you know, we've got a lot of other stuff to look forward to more immediately anyway, so let's not even sweat the details. It'll be great. Moving on. Next piece of news. Guys, this is super cool. We got a new Doctor Strange trailer over the Comic-Con week. So let's watch that together. I think it's awesome. In a world... oh, no. That's not how it goes.
You think you know how the world works?
In a world.
What if I told you...
the hands are a big part of the storyline.
The reality you know is one of many.
What would you say if I told you I was not
Alice walks Asian. Through the glass. I know, right?
Not everything does. Not everything has to.
That's such a cool line. Not everything has to make sense, you guys. It's like Tower of Terror.
Oh, my God.
Through the mystic arts, we harness... the
soundtrack's going to be so good.
...and shape reality. We travel great distances in an instant.
So cool, man. Also, listen
to
Ben.
Get from here to there.
That, oh, his accent,
how
so crazy.
You become a doctor?
Study and practice. Here's the business. There's a strength to him.
But is he ready?
Man, so stoked. Oh, we've been lifting.
Be careful which path you travel down, Strange.
Okay.
Stronger men than you have lost their way.
Oh, yeah. Le chiffre.
Death.
He's such a cool villain.
Rachel McAdams is in this?
Yeah.
You'll die protecting this world.
Good for her.
You say good for her?
Yeah.
Is this Inception?
Yes. It's Inceptional. Magic is Inception. Dude, I love the symbols. It looks so good.
I've spent so many years.
Oh, so cool, man.
Time.
It's totally Inception now. 100%. 100%.
Looking.
Oh, I love the way he puts the cape on. This movie's going to be so cool. I'm so hyped for this movie. I haven't been this, like, excited about a Marvel movie in a while. Wait.
What's this? My monitor?
It's the Wi-Fi password.
savage.
Oh, relevant. What do you think, Shambhala? Guys, are you guys excited about this, man? You guys stoked about this or what? Not your jam? That's all right.
I'm not stoked at all.
Really?
No.
Why not?
I don't care.
Okay. I'm super stoked about it. Who's excited? Who wants to go see it with me? Sarah's not going to go with me, so I just want to know. When does it come out, by the way? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Angel from Above, do you mind helping me out? Do you know when it comes out?
That would be November 4th.
So this year?
Yeah, it comes out before Moana.
I'm going to see if I can do some sort of event with Loot Crate, maybe, and then all you guys can come watch it. That'd be really cool. I want to figure something out.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to try, man. I want to do a viewing. I've been wanting to do that for a while, and I just think a Marvel movie is a cool way to do it. I'm so excited for this movie, you guys. I feel it's cool that they're giving, like, such a, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, a fringe character, such a primary stage, such a, you know, headlining actor. And the trailers are paying off. It looks really cool. It's a kind of different take on the Marvel Universe with magic and stuff like that, which has always existed, but they haven't really highlighted it other than little bits and pieces in Thor. That trailer just made me so much more excited about it. It just looks cool, the way they executed the moves, and the way that the city full. It's because it's all going to focus around the Reality Gem, obviously. It's going to be amazing. Super stoked about it. Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do a viewing party. We'll figure it out somehow, some way or another. That's it. That's all the news there really is on that. There's not a whole lot else. Other than that's the first time we actually see the villain being the villain, which is pretty neat. And I can't even remember his name right now, but that's okay.
Cacilius.
What is it?
It's either Cacilius or Cacilius, depending on who you ask. Pronunciation has not been clarified.
Why is there a difference?
No one has said it out loud.
Oh, it's just been written.
Yeah. There's a Roman city, I think it was Cacilius, but we've heard other people say Cacilius, so we're not sure.
We'll see. We'll find out when Le Chiffre says it himself. And that's, by the way, the name of the villain in Casino Royale that the villain plays. He's always a villain. He's just a bad guy. He was also Hannibal, by the way. Hannibal. But that's it. Doctor Strange, looking good, looking sexy. And we have another piece of news, guys. New breaking news as of yesterday.
Yeah, man.
New movie coming out.
Talk about movies I am excited for.
You're excited about Splash starring Channing Tatum as the mermaid?
Yes.
Why?
It's amazing.
Tell me why you're excited.
Oh, my God. First of all, I did a really funny tweet about this that...
Do tell.
Because I don't even know if I talked about Ghostbusters on this show, but I'm, like, so obsessed with it. But, like...
It is great.
Crybaby men on the internet were so upset about it. And, like, the things that they said about Ghostbusters when it was announced was, like, oh, pandering to feminists, just taking a movie and turning it into women. Women can't be funny, ruining my childhood. So I tweeted, and I was just like, how dare they cast a man as the mermaid in Splash? Men can't be whimsical. You're ruining my childhood.
To be fair, very few men can be as whimsical as Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum, I am obsessed with. Like, people...
I love him.
Like, I don't know what it is just because he looks like he's dumb, but I don't think he's dumb at all.
No, he's really
smart.
He's
literally so funny and talented.
Yeah, no, he's on a different level.
And I love Jillian from Workaholics, who is Tom Hanks in this movie. I am so jazzed about it. It's going to be so funny.
I think it'll be great.
It's not going to... Like, original Splash was like... It was a comedy because it's like funny to watch
a
mermaid on land, but it was more serious. It's not like serious, but it was kind of like...
There was a different kind of weight and tone to movies back then, and it was a comedy in the sense that it was lighthearted. It was a lighthearted romance fantasy. And it's just a weird, they just, movies like that don't quite exist now. They don't make them that same sort of, again, tone. As Splash was back then.
But this is going to be, like, really funny.
I hope so.
It's going to be hilarious.
My name's Jeff. Channing Tatum, babe. That's the line.
Sorry, I was looking at the chat. I freaking am jazzed about this. It's going to be so good. Jeff.
We have a debate going on in the booth. I'm hoping you guys can settle.
Okay.
Will he be playing a male mermaid or a merman?
Merman.
He's
because mermaid, the word maid,
yeah, he's
signifies
gonna be a merman.
Female. So he's merman.
Settled.
Got it.
Tiff is upset that she's not here because she has so many feels.
About this movie?
About all the stuff we've been talking about.
Oh, really? Oh, is she in the chat? She might.
She is.
Yeah, there's Thingamavlogs. Yeah, there she is. I'll watch it. Obviously, I think it's going to be funny. I'll watch anything Channing Tatum's in. As a matter of fact, I've been meaning to watch Magic Mike. Okay, so step off.
Magic Mike is really sad.
Is it?
I told you this. Yeah, the first Magic Mike is, like, real depressing.
That's why I want to watch it. I want to see Channing Tatum. The thing is, like, he's not a dramatic actor. Like, I can't take him seriously. Like, he did that movie where he was, like, a surfer from the army or something, and he comes up. It's like, get out of here with that. And then he wanted to play Gambit. I'm like, no. But he's a great comedian, and he's a great, like, action guy. But I can't take him seriously. It's tough to explain. He fits a very interesting niche in his roles. That's why I think this movie will be interesting. It'll be cool to watch.
I love him so much.
My name is Jeff.
My name is Jacob. You like that?
My name is Jeff. Guys, my name is Jeff. That's pretty much all there is to that movie. Now, we are going to give our thoughts on Pete's Dragon. I will say that we're not trying to give a review of the movie, but it is entirely possible that spoilers slip. So, if you...
Spoiler alert!
Exactly.
Spoiler alert!
If you don't want any of the movie spoiled for you, and not even our feeling, our emotional response to the movie, I would suggest like, subscribe, and then get out. Because we're going to talk about Pete's Dragon real quick. Because we feel real serious. I wish Keaton was here, though, because she saw it with us. Finally.
Let me just tell you. Keaton was sobbing at the end of Pete's Dragon. She was next to me, and she was literally, ugly crying.
Bawling.
I was like...
And she wasn't the only one.
She wasn't the only one. There was lots of ladies crying. And then my face was like this.
Okay, Keaton loved it. She loved it. Sarah and I, we disliked it to the point where we were kind of upset.
I was like, oh my God.
Here's what it is. I'll sum it up for you guys. It's one of those movies, and this is what I said after I watched it. You remember those movies that you would just kind of, they would just be on TV, they would just be on different sorts of channels, and they would be on in the background, and you would stop on them because there was no cartoons playing, and so you just left it there, and it was a movie that you knew existed, it's a movie that you've seen, but it's not a movie that you ever particularly cared about. It's just one that you always knew was on all the time. That's what this movie is. It's that movie, only in the theaters right now, and not just straight to TV.
Like, don't spend your money on it.
Yeah,
don't.
I would. I mean, support Disney, whatever.
Yes. Well, wait till you can rent it for $2 on YouTube.
It's just an incredibly trite, sort of repetitive.
We can agree that the first we agree on a lot of stuff, but the first 30 minutes are so slow that it was
so
painful.
So slow.
I was just like, oh my God, scene after scene of Elliot doing nothing.
But the problem
boring.
Is when it picks up. It doesn't pick up in any way that's significant. It actually just becomes...
Watchable.
Highly predictable.
Yeah.
Like, every single line is, taken out of another movie. You know, it's the kind of stuff like, let's get them, boys! You know, it's that kind of,
and the
those
problem,
kind of lines.
There is no problem in the movie. It's like,
what is
things
that
are
thing?
Things
it's
are fine,
dragon.
And then they go in and they mess it up, and then they have to fix it. Like, it's like, no, there are no stakes.
There's no stakes.
Because no matter what... Pete would have been fine no matter what.
Yeah. And you don't relate to any of the characters because none of them do anything profound or deep or meaningful. It's just like they're just moving through paces. And it's really surprising because Carl Urban's one of my favorite actors, and his character was horrible, and his acting was horrible because he
no
was
songs.
Acting,
it's not a musical.
He was acting in
like
a hollow film,
really.
Although you do hear the...
He's not singing, though. There's no songs. There's just that little ditty that's in the preview where they're like, go north to the dragon place.
I see Tiff saying, it's perfect for a 10-year-old. It's a simple story. It's very kid-friendly. If you're obsessed with animals, you'll feel a lot for Elliot. And that's what I thought when I watched it. I was like, if I was a kid, I would watch this movie because I'm like, oh, I want a pet dragon. And that's what you're going to take away from it. But it is a very young movie. Like, it is not made for adult moviegoers. So much so that if you're a parent taking your kid, brace yourself.
Then there's an issue with the trailers where I feel like they made it look really dark and serious so that parents might be down to watch it, and then they end up disappointed. And I really like animals, and I didn't feel for Elliot, but I think that is my Pete's Dragon side, because there are two ways that I disliked this movie. I disliked it as its own movie, and I disliked it as a Pete's Dragon remake.
Yeah.
Because it is different than the original Pete's Dragon in ways
it's not even
that
close.
They would have benefited from making it a little bit more like Pete's Dragon.
When does it come out?
The 11th.
Yeah, so you guys are saying that it's got an 85% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. It's not even out yet. Like, that rating doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
As soon as movies are actually released, the rating changes significantly.
It's not that dark. People are like, is it dark?
It's not
that dark.
That's the weird thing, is it's not a dark movie whatsoever. Now, there are some cool imagery. There's cool imagery in the movie, and I think Elliot looks great. Mm-hmm. And there's scenes when he's flying, especially at dusk. Those scenes really hit me. I was like, this is beautiful. Mm. But that's about it for me. Like, I just didn't feel any sort of gravitas whatsoever. Again, it's a kid's movie.
Yeah. Like I was saying earlier in the show, Robert Redford is great in it because he's Robert Redford.
Yeah, and he's an
amazing actor. And so there's multiple relationships in the movie. There's, like, the relationship between Bryce Dallas Howard and Robert Redford's father and daughter. Mm-hmm. Bryce Dallas Howard and her boyfriend, Pete and Elliot. Elliot and Bryce Dallas Howard. And of all the relationships, I cared most about Robert Redford and Bryce Dallas Howard, father-daughter
that's
relationship.
That's the only one that's really fostered. It's the only relationship
it's the
that
only
actually...
thing that you hear, like, backstory about, and, like, you care about the development.
They
because,
try,
like,
they try to make, they try that with the brothers, but you never, it's
there's
not
no
there.
Catharsis in that. No. They just, like, are, they don't know, they just, don't resolve
like,
it.
It's all anecdotal from other characters, like, oh, you having trouble with your brother again?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how we are.
It's and, like, but then they don't
it.
Solve it, really.
That's
you
it.
Know
and they never do. They never even really confront each other, which is super odd.
And I think it's a problem that I cared more about these random side characters than Elliot and Pete.
Well, I feel like the Elliot and Pete relationship was there. Like, it was developed to some degree, and that's why people were crying at the end. But it's much simpler. It's not a complex relationship. It's like, you know that they love each other, and you know that Elliot raised Pete, right? Like, that's the whole thing. And so when they're separated, you feel for him. But it's like a kid being separated from his puppy. Like, it doesn't feel like too, like, I mean, I get it, he's not an adult, but, like, with Robert Redford and Bryce Dallas Howard, like, you know, it's just a complex, like, father and daughter. She grew up to be this, but he was this, and she never knew this. You know, like there's multiple elements that are going into that where it's very two-dimensional with Pete and Ellie. It's like, oh, well, he was raised by the dragon. Of course he loves him. Oh, no, the dragon's being
I didn't
taken.
Feel sad. I mean, I felt sad when they, like, had to – this is, like, a spoiler – when they had to, like, split up when he went to live with the humans. But I like, wasn't as sad
but it
as
didn't
I
– feel like a serious issue.
Yeah, because I'm like, why can't he just stay? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, why can't they just go somewhere else where people don't know where they are? Like, there was no real reason that they couldn't have just stayed together. There was no reason.
Right.
And also, it was kind of like, all right, like, I don't know. I was just like, okay, he's going to go live with these humans. And it's like, fine.
Yeah.
But there was no real reason he needed to. That was the point. It's just like, he was fine. They were fine. And then they, like, found them. They were like, oh, a dragon. And even they admitted, they're like, we don't know what to do with this dragon now that we have it. And then they were like, all right, we're done now. And it was like, well, I must go live with the humans now. It's like, why? Why can't you just go back and live with Elliot?
It just seemed so weird and just so kind of forced. And I don't know, man. It felt kind of empty to me.
There I really was... didn't like that very – they say it in the movie. Pete says it. Pete says, Elliot gets scared when I'm not around. Elliot very clearly needs Pete, and more than Pete needs Elliot.
Right.
Whereas in the original movie, Elliot is a very Mary Poppins-like character that exists to help lost children, and I think they would have benefited from having that be the theme, because it make sense that they have to separate, because in the original, Pete's like, Elliot is like, you don't need me anymore. Like... You're good. Ellie, you found
original,
a family.
In the original, Elliot is Neverland.
Elliot is Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you have a family now.
Yep.
We're good. But then that's why it, like, gave it a reason for them to not be together. And it makes it more sad for me. But, like, that wasn't there because Elliot
it
needs
just, like, there
Pete.
Was no
like a safety
there
blanket.
There was no substance to any of the plot devices, which is fine. But yeah, you guys should still see it for yourselves if you're interested. Like, that's just our thoughts on it. It just... The takeaway here is you might like it, but it's not the movie we thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like, you might like it. It might be your style.
And it has
style.
Some pacing issues and some, and like, slow. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. But check it out. You know, we're not going to stop you. But that's it, guys. That's all the news that we have. Please, after you see it, message us on Twitter. And actually, we want to see that homework. I still want to see that couple's picture.
A couple of people have tweeted at us already.
Oh, I can't wait to look. I'm not looking. I save it. It's like a dessert after the show. It's what I binge on and to go home and look at it and retweet. It's going to be great. But that's it, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here on Disney Movie News today. I hope you had a good time. I'm Leo Camacho. You can follow me everywhere at Mr. Leo Zombie, except for Twitter, where I'm just at Leo Zombie. Sorry to make it complicated. And of course, you can follow us on Thingamavlogs on YouTube. And then make sure you also subscribe to Popcorn Talk Network on YouTube and at the Popcorn Talk on Twitter so that you can be updated on all their shows, all the different programming that they have here. It's great. Whatever you're into, they have it here for you. Sarah, where can they follow you?
What's up? I'm Sarah Snitch everywhere. On YouTube, I'm Sarah Snitch. And as Leo mentioned, Thingamavlogs.
Yeah. So we look forward to hanging guys on the internet. We'll see you next week. Thanks for your love. We love you.
Love you. Bye.
Have a great night.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.